That would be me. Hi.
You're shouting very loud for me to hear you because of those miles. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm gasping for air like a fish because it is so hot here. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's one of the hottest days of the year at the moment. We're touching 40, 41.
Wow. Where do you live?
I live near Cremona, I live in a village, but it's near the city of Cremona, which is where they make the violins. You know Stradivarius?
Uh-huh, Stradivarius, yes.
Where they made the violins, you know, I mean, they don't make them like they used to, let's say, but there's no difference either. Yeah.
Hey, if you have a spare one laying around, you know, my birthday's coming up in October, so.
Right, well, don't hold your breath.
All right.
Because, you know, it'd be a bit hard to find.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get along just fine, by the way. So, okay.
I think so, too. What's your name?
I'm Dave Tripper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave. Okay. Because you know mine, obviously. So
obviously.
Quite right to know yours.
Yes, that'd be quite proper. All right. So we're going to talk about the new single, a couple of your older singles, how you got started in your singing career, and just a couple other fun things, and we'll call it a day, okay?
Okay, are we on live?
No. I'm pre-recording this.
If I swear, you can cut me out.
Yes, that's why I have a bleep button. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Fantastic. That's the ticket, my friend. That's the ticket. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. All right. So I'll just start up, and you'll know when we're starting. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Dave Tripper on Fusion Radio Chicago, the future of dance, and I'm so glad she has a new single out. She, of course, has the classic Two Times, and she has a new single called Two People. I sense a theme here. It's Anne Lee, everyone. Hello, Anne.
Hello. Well, by the way, two isn't my favorite number. Well, you never would have thought that, would you?
Yes. Well, twice the fun, you know.
Well, there's no one without two is what they say, so I'll be back again.
Exactly. So talk about your new single, Two People.
Well, Two People, I mean, I do like it. Even though it's very smooth, isn't it? And I've had people say to me, well, it's a bit sophisticated for Anne, but I can't go around with silly looking heels on for the rest of my life. I mean, I am a mother now, so I thought, well, let's try and get a bit more, yeah. But it's an interesting change, as in, you know, staying really light and quite summery, but I thought I'd quite like to get a bit sophisticated and all this, you know, but if it doesn't work, I go back to the original. I have a whale of a time making music, and it makes me so happy to know that people actually like what I'm doing, yeah. Which is, you know, that's all for them.
Exactly, or else what's the point, right?
Well, the point is to enjoy yourself, isn't it, in whatever kind of work you do. So I'm so lucky to be able to do this kind of job, let's say, which I wouldn't put it as a job anyway, but I'm so lucky. So I'm determined to enjoy myself. And if other people enjoy themselves listening to the results of what I enjoy doing, then that makes me even happier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, people are very, very able to judge music quite coherently. I mean, you can't say, oh, yeah, it's for the common public, but it doesn't work anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
You could have said that in the 50s and the 60s. Oh, we'll put out any kind of rubbish. That would be fine. But you can't now, you know, and you've got to be very careful about what you do. And I think taking a step like this is, for me, I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that people like it, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line. Do you like it, Dave?
I love the song. I love the new song. I absolutely do love it.
And
it's not a surprise because, you know, I mean, you had, you know, some singles in the past few years, Voices and No, but after you've had an initial single like Two Times, the question is, like, do you have pressure, like, Jesus, how do I top that? Because that song was kind of a transcendent song of that, you know, of 99, 2000, you know, into the new millennium.
And you know what? You know something? It took me 10 minutes to make that.
10 minutes? Oh, my God.
10 minutes. Because I got in front of the microphone and my producer said, he offered me this wild occasion. Okay, you want to do something on your own, try this. you know, sing along type and humming to yourself type stuff, you know, while passing the Hoover around the bedroom type thing. And I said, okay, we'll try it. And it was 10 minutes and we didn't change nearly anything. I mean, if we were face to face, I could give you the original recording, which is on cassette, unfortunately, not on CD, but I could give you the original recording and nothing changed.
Wow.
Nothing changed. So you're dead right. You're absolutely blown right in the fact that you can't go and repeat anything like that. It's pure spontaneity.
Sure.
Spontaneity, how do you say it? Yeah. And you'd be wrong to try and think that you could repeat it.
Right. But and here's the thing. It's like, and you know, usually the greatest songs come from simplicity. And do you take that philosophy, or do you tinker with stuff?
I like to tinker with stuff as well. But if I'm sat here trying to write something, it doesn't come, and I'll say leave it.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
There are some various lyrics that come to when, for example, I'm cutting up the salad, or I'm running, or walking a dog, or other things which I won't mention on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the best things come spontaneously. You
sure.
really can't help the situation that you're in while they do. And I'm always of the mind that if something comes to you and you're not able to record it, write it down, mm-hmm. if it's worth it, you remember it.
Right, right. No, okay. No, absolutely. And talking about that spontaneity, that's kind of how your career started. Apparently, you were discovered in a disco singing.
Yeah, I mean, how do you, a guy comes up to me and says, "Oh, I know somebody who knows somebody."
Yeah.
Right. And you're bopping on the disco floor in a miniskirt, and you've got long hair, and you've got no wrinkles. It was at that time. I've got some wrinkles now, but never mind. You know, and you think back and you say, well, why the hell did I trust him?
Right.
To say, you know, okay, well, I'll go and do an audition then. I mean, this guy could have had a car outside. I could have been buried in some ditch somewhere. And, but,
oh, you know, my God.
And you can't trust anybody.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You think, why did I trust this guy? And I don't know. It just came out like that.
Right. It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, did you always want to sing, or was this just kind of happenstance?
Well, it's something like something that we always keep on undercover, isn't it? We always have a secret passion, all of us.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not asking you to mention yours on the air, you know. I mean, I won't go too much into
it. Well, Anne Lee, I mean, I've known you all of 10 minutes, so...
That's the thing. I mean, you know, we're not even talking by candlelight. I mean, let's face it, we're talking by satellite or whatever it is.
Exactly.
We can't really spill the beans, can we, dear?
Exactly.
But, and I used to sing to myself to kill time, basically. That was
oh wow.
Quite had to. Oh God, you know, I mean, it's weird. When I was little. Well, I am little now because I'm 4 foot something. When I was young, oh God, that sounds even worse.
Yes, it does.
I used to sing to kill time, basically. Time passed and I just used to be able to find out various patterns and in voices and stuff like that. You know, you
sure.
hear a voice and you can harmonize because you've been doing it for so blinking long and it just comes natural, you know. It was fun.
What songs did you usually wind up singing?
Okay, this is where my I lose my fan club. In
oh, just, oh,
flat.
Come on, just do it.
Okay. I adore Barbara Streisand. Okay, I've done it, I've said it. That's it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. She has a phenomenal voice.
She's fantastic.
Oh.
She's fantastic. And do you know why I adore her?
Hmm.
Because you can understand everything that she sings.
Hmm, that's interesting. Yeah,
she can. I mean, I'm English and she's American, but you can understand every word that she sings.
Yeah. I never noticed Barbara Streisand's diction when she sang, but you're absolutely right, though.
You try it.
Huh.
And if you get hold of the Love Songs album, I can tell you at what point she pauses for breath on each song.
Wow. Oh, my God. Have you ever thought...
I wore the vinyl thin.
My goodness. Have you ever thought of covering a Streisand song?
No, I couldn't do that. No,
yes, you can.
No. It would be insulting, I think. No. I hold her up there and want to put on all that.
Okay.
Some of these unreachable people or unreachable voices.
Right.
And you just admire them from a distance and have them, basically.
Right. Wow. How about that?
I'm completely another category and completely minor category. So I adore some of this.
Yes, yeah, but see, I mean, when because I always ask dance music artists, what were their influences? What did they like to listen to? For instance, like Tiësto likes metal. I mean, so you know, there's that's the one thing. Yeah. That's one thing I love about the genre and these artists is that you know you appreciate your Streisands and your trailblazers in different genres of music. I think that's great.
Yeah, I said to one of my colleagues once. I listened to Streisand, and she looked at me. She said, "Oh yeah, my grandma as well."
Ugh.
You poor thing, because there's everything to appreciate in everything, really.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of which,
I mean, I don't like heavy metal. I really appreciate the phenomenal voice that guy has got from AC/DC. I mean, I couldn't do that.
No.
You know, even though I started praying in Chinese, I couldn't do that. You know. it's phenomenal. It's to be appreciated.
Right. No, absolutely. Now the dance scene. I mean, you know, obviously with the world, with being, you know, an international kind of person. What's the dance scene like in Italy for those who haven't been there? Like the clubs. Have you been to many, or you know, have you imbibed yourself in that?
Well, I mean, obviously having gone to work in the clubs and everything, but also I have a 4-year-old son, so we don't often go out clubbing together.
So someone might be knocking on your door if you were doing that.
Yes, I think so. But Radio DJ is the big national radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
You've definitely heard of Radio DJ because they get jingles coming from all over the world. And they're just hammering out Kelly Rowland, which to my heart's content, and I love that song. Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me of something, it reminds me of the scene that when I was touring back in the beginning, you know, the beginning of the 21st century, oh dear me. You know, when I've played so bad, yeah. It's a great chorus, and it just gets everybody on the dance floor, everybody singing, everybody dancing, whatever kind of stage they're at, you know.
Right.
It's great because I get the sensation. That I feel comfortable with that song, mm-hmm. in a sense, oh God, yeah, the chorus is coming. Come on, you know, clear your throat, drink your last G&T and then start, you know, start singing away. It's great. It's a really party. And there are a few pieces that I've heard ultimately, Kansas as well. And they really make me feel optimistic about what could happen to the disco scene because it's been very cold very lately, I find. This is my personal opinion, but obviously I haven't been into the clubs every night.
Right.
My personal opinion is it's become a little bit anonymous in the past few years. It's become more desirable for the technical stuff instead of the one-on-one and reaching out your hands and all this stuff. But it's you need contact.
Yes.
You need to feel the music and be able to sing along to it. Even if you sing along badly, goodly, whatever it is, you sing along and it makes you feel good. And that's what is needed, I think.
Yeah, no, there's no question. There's no question. Bless you. Did you just
sneeze?
Did you just sneeze?
No, I've just sighed. Like that.
you have to take a breath for a second there. you startled me.
I've got it out. You've been a shoulder for me to cry on. Thank you.
The international shoulder of Dave Tripper, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Ann Lee, you've been an absolute charm. Hopefully we'll have you back soon. And hopefully we can have you over here in the States.
Well, I came to Chicago in 2001, the spring of 2001. We were there for 5 days and it rained for 6.
Oh my God! Oh Jesus!
Okay, we had the wettest. You had the wettest weather ever. Maybe me being English, I brought the rain over.
I think that's more of the point. I think you brought your Sheffield weather with you.
Yeah. And then obviously the Twin Towers tragedy. So it didn't really get, things didn't really take off as I would have liked to. But
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get you over here, and because we've had some beautiful weather this summer, so we'll have to get you over here.
Okay. Well, if you send me a ticket, I'll try to get back on the tax form, Dan.
That'd be fantastic. Ann Lee, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the new single is Two People. Go get it, folks. Go get it from Two People.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
And when you listen to when you hear the greatest artist, you're listening to Dave Tripper on Fusion Radio. Dave Tripper, see you next time. Ann Lee, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
I'll stay here.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm like, no. Yeah, if you could do a few liners, I'd be eternally grateful.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do one for the station first. So it's Fusion Radio Chicago. And so all you have to do is just say, hi, this is Ann Lee, and you're listening to Fusion Radio Chicago. Okay, and what I'll do is I'll prompt you. I'll just say, go ahead, just wait a beat, and then go ahead and record your liner, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the first one, and anytime you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, people, this is Ann Lee, and you're listening to Fusion Radio Chicago.
Okay, that was great. Now you can do a couple for me. One, you could just be crazy and be nuts like and energetic like you are. Just say whatever comes off the top of your head, but don't swear. And by the way, you didn't swear at all. That was fantastic.
No.
Yeah. So say whatever you want off the top of your head, because I like personal liners from artists, you know. So it's a little more fun that way. But just end it on Fusion Radio Chicago. Okay, just because that's the tag. So just. And whatever you say, just say on Fusion Radio Chicago, okay? So, and my show, so it's Dave Tripper, like Day Tripper. Okay, hold on, we're getting some static. Wait, hold on a second. Of course, naturally, we're recording the liners and we get static. Oh, goodness. You know what, can I call you right back?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, let me save this interview first. I'll call you right back and we'll do the liners, okay? Oh wait! It cleared up. Okay, we're good. Okay, so go ahead. So anytime you're ready for my liner, go ahead. Ann Lee. Hello.